I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Well, now on the phone, I have Derek Cook from Watertown. Now, Derek was fishing last weekend with Troy Bramer from Watertown. And, Derek, was it have you fished salmon in the past?
I've fished salmon twice in the past.
And never caught a salmon before?
No, never caught a salmon.
So you guys went up above the dam and pier and started fishing, and how long, what kind of lures or bait, and how deep were you fishing?
We were in 120 to 130 feet of water most of the time. That's where we were marking the fish. And we were down like 65, 70, 75, and 80 feet. We had our lines kind of spread out.
Okay, spoons or flashers or what?
Spoons. And flashers with squid, had tried some crankbaits, a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. And so the first salmon you ever caught ended up being a state record, I guess.
I guess so. Apparently I have one more form I need to fill out, but yeah.
Well, that's pretty neat. How about, how long did it take you to land the fish?
It was about 45 minutes to an hour.
Wow. And did you have braided line, fire line, or wire?
It was actually on that rod was fire line.
Okay. Boy, and did you get to see it at all, or many times did it make runs where you could try to net it and then it just took off, or what happened?
No, it was, once we got the release on the cannonball and I set hook, Troy was the one who actually did all the work. He had to release the other three lines and reel up all the cannonballs, keep the boat going straight, and I got to have the fun fighting the fish.
Well, your arms had to be a little tired after that.
It was a little tired. I think I was shaking so bad from the adrenaline.
Sure.
Just the size, but
yeah.
No, it only surfaced once and it didn't jump, and then as I got it closer to the boat, I was starting to win the war on the amount of line out, and by the time he got up to the boat, he just came right into the net. He couldn't have asked for a better situation.
Well, if a person, whether it's a big walleye, northern salmon, whatever, if a people doesn't think that your knees get a little weak and you get a little nervous, I guess they've never really fished then.
Exactly.
Well, Derek Cook, 31 pounds, one more form to fill out, and you should be in the record books.
Thank you.
Thank you, Derek Cook from Watertown. Well, now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Brian Blackwell. And Brian, test netting this time of the year, where you at this week and where have you been?
This week we are to the west. We're over on Elm Lake and Scatterwood Lake, which would be in southern Edmonds County. Elm Lake isn't looking, all that great. There's a few walleyes, but the numbers are pretty low, a fair number of bullheads and some crappies. But overall, I'd say it's not looking overly great. But Scatterwood, lots of walleyes. We're probably going to end up, pushing, I would say, 25 to 30 walleyes per gill net, which could be pretty high, one of our higher ones this year. The lake is only about 6 foot deep at the most, so people are over in that area, want to catch some walleyes, take advantage of those fish. Hopefully it doesn't winter kill, but there's a pretty good chance it could be in trouble this winter.
Now, is that pretty, would you compare it to depth-wise or size-wise to like Lake Pelican?
Yeah, as far as the depths go, it's going to be very similar to Pelican. It's just a large, expansive basin. It doesn't have much for depth in it. And they figured it was probably down, the guys that were over there, maybe 6 foot from its high.
Wow.
So it's definitely lost some water over the last few years. So those fish are there. They're really nice. A lot of fish. Anywhere from, I'd say, 13 all the way up to 20-some inches.
Okay.
Lots of walleyes in the system right now.
Where have you been at last week for test
netting? Yeah, last week there was a crew down on Ponce. Walleye numbers look pretty good still. We got the two big year classes coming. First one of those is just starting to make a inches. And then there's last year's fish that are probably in that, right around 9 inches. So two strong year classes of walleyes plus a few stragglers above them. I'm out there. Perch numbers are really high. We saw a lot of perch down there. So it looks really good for this coming winter as far as the perch fishing should be pretty similar to last year, if not better, the way it looks.
Well, I imagine. Okay.
Go ahead.
I thought you were done with that. I was going to say, with this week, I imagine there wasn't a lot of fishing pressure in Day County because of the weather.
Right. Yeah, I'd say their pressure has been down the last few weeks. And just because of the heat and the wind, we just aren't seeing a whole lot of pressure. Where we do continue to see pressure is, Bitter Lake, Wabe somewhat, so it's probably down a little bit. Some people on Enemy, some people on Pickerel. But overall, I'd say our pressure has been a little bit less the last week or two.
Brian, that Lake Scatterwood, what do you know what town is near that or something in Edmonds County?
It would be straight south of Mina Lake in that area.
Oh, okay.
I think the town of Chelsea is pretty close to it.
So as far as northern bodies of water, even Opitz, anybody trying any different lakes up north?
Yeah, there's been some activity on Opitz. They're still catching a few walleyes, so I've seen a few things there. Sounds like the Buffalo Lakes, the bluegill bite has slowed. Just don't have that many people fish them right now. Roy Lake, sounds like they're catching some northern pike, as well as the smallmouth bite. Tends to be pretty good. And over on Clear, they're still catching some panfish, the bluegills, as well as some crappies. Probably an occasional walleye mixed in with those as well over on Clear.
There's some nice smallies yet in Clear, isn't there?
Yeah, Clear Lake would be a good choice if you want to target smallmouth bass. It's definitely got some decent, nice fish in it. Roy, Clear are some of the probably our top waters for smallmouth bass right now.
Brian Blackwell, Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese, and Dave, even in the summer heat, fishermen getting out and finding lakes that are giving up some perch or walleyes?
Yeah, it sounds like actually a few bites maybe have started back up. I heard one report that they're starting to catch a few walleyes again on Lake Albert and on East Oakwood Lake, and those lakes were good this spring and then really kind of slowed down, and now they're starting to pick up a few fish. We do have one decent perch bite going on in the region. I got a report off of West 81 Lake. Sounds like they're getting some nice perch out there. It's a little bit tough to access. You have to access off that Four Corners Road, and I think it's pretty much limited to smaller 16-foot or less boats. It's pretty rough getting your boat in the water, and then I guess there's a pretty good washout hole down there. So you need to exercise caution when you're launching your boat there. But
also,
weeds
would be a problem, too. You've got to work with that, don't you?
Yeah, that lake, at least a month ago when we were out there, I had a lot of vegetation. The water's down from what it has been in past years, and you're going to have to motor out through that channel on the west side, and it was, at least a month ago, it was pretty solid vegetation. So take your time getting out there, but I guess once you get out there, there's some decent perch fishing to be had. Further south, I guess Lake Madison is continuing to put out. Now they're still small, they're still 11 to 13 inch walleyes, but it's putting out those occasional perch, I guess, or crappie. So that continues to go. Further south, Twin Lakes by Montrose, I think they're still getting some walleyes. Of course, there's throwbacks down there. And right around the Sioux Falls area, it's been quiet. I think you can catch channel cats on the Big Sioux River, but we haven't really heard of much report coming out of the lakes in that area.
How about as far as Thompson?
Thompson's been pretty good, and so I think they're still catching walleyes out there. In fact, we just got the results in from our surveys, and Lake Thompson, you know, our netting surveys, the walleye population looks to be in really good shape. I think we had upwards of 30 walleyes per net, a fair number of smaller fish in that catch, but perch on Thompson and crappie, those numbers seem to be down some. In that survey, if I can remember, I think we might have had Henry up there, and that looked okay too. There were some decent numbers of perch and walleye for that lake, so those lakes look in pretty good shape.
Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Sioux Falls and Brookings Game Fish and Parks offices, thank you. Now we head out talking to Deputy Dan at Carl's Bait in the Pier Fort Pier area, and it must be a busy week for scales and for big salmon.
Oh, yes. 24.53, I weighed in about a year ago at this time. That beat the record that had stood since 1993-94, and Friday afternoon, the gentleman from Watertown and his buddy came in and just... I couldn't weigh it on my scale because my scale just goes to 30 pounds. So I had him go to Dakota Mark. But anyway, it ended up 31.55. And the next day, there was 3 to 5 fish that broke that previous state record just the next day. And I know of 2 more just this week that would have baked the state record. We're talking in the upper 20s, all of them.
Wow. That's just
fat. And there's another interesting thing. Jim Stanton, our friend Jim Stanton, the salmon guru from Watertown, the one guy that was running the boat for the guy that caught the state record fish, lives right beside Jim Stanton.
Oh, okay, that's ironic. Yeah, Troy Bramer.
Yeah.
So that's a good deal. How about the walleyes up above or down below?
Well, down below, they really moved up. When the shad did, when they finally started running some water, we've had some much-needed rain around here, so the bad rivers run a few times. So we are dealing with some muddy conditions down here, but that will get flushed out quick. The walleyes have moved up, and the catfish fishing is just phenomenal. You can catch them just as fast as you can bring them into the boat, the catfish. And the walleyes are all nice-sized, and it's kind of like a fall mode, but it takes the pressure off of Oahe, but there's still nice fish being caught in Oahe. You just have to fish the points, not be running and gunning like they used to do. And if you don't see pods of bait fish and lots of fish around them, you just roar on to another point. If you see a couple fish on a point, you just fish those and then move on because they're very scattered up above.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good fishing mecca within 20 miles of any direction of Pier Fort Pier, so I appreciate the info. Okay, Deputy Dan.
And West Bend's still going, too, so.
Good. Well, thank you. Well, now we head up to Big Stone Lake, Schmidt's Landing, talking to Donna, and as far as perch and walleye fishing or other fish, what's been happening in the last week?
I'm going to say the perch fishing continues to be good. Some days, and actually some times of the day, are better than others. I've got several anglers out there, and maybe out of 5 boats, 2 do exceptionally well, 2 will do fair, and 1 will just can't get on them at all. I'm still using a lot of spikes, pieces of nightcrawler, the traditional perch fishing spots like the Grapevine, Goose Isle, Manhattan Reef, up here at Bayview, and then on the shoreline to Bucks Point, up to Windmill Reef, and then around the corner to Kramer's Resort, have all been kicking out some nice fish. The walleye fishermen, we encourage them to get out in the center and just move. Troll or pull a crankbait. You might pick up a walleye here or there, but you're going to spend a lot of time doing it. This time of year is just not the peak time for the walleye bite.
It will be once we turn the corner, maybe in mid-September when it starts cooling down.
Exactly. They've been feeding all spring. They're swimming in a bathtub. They're fat and lazy and just not interested in what we throw out there.
Too bad that couldn't happen to us once in a while when we get hungry.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
Well, Donna up at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you.
Thank you. I'll see you next week.
Well, now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks and talking to Bryce McVicker. And I guess, first of all, locally, much going on?
Yeah, as far as walleye fishing goes, Kempeska is really not a bad bet. There's been quite a few fish coming off of there lately. A lot of the fish are 13.5 to 15.5 inches. But nonetheless, it's been more active than we usually see out of Kempeska, especially for an August fish bite. So that's not bad. Getting a boat in and out of Kempeska can be kind of rough. Some of those ramps are getting awfully shallow. One of the better ramps right now is Sandy Shore. There is a rock at the end of the dock, but as long as you stay in the lanes, Sandy Shore is not a bad bet to get in and out of Kempeska right now.
How about as far as Goose Lake? I know the weeds were a factor. I was out there, I believe, last Saturday morning and just marked all kinds and sizes of fish, but I and a few other boats, I don't think anybody boated a walleye that morning.
Yeah, I think Goose Lake has been giving some people some fits. I've heard some of the tactics that work pretty good are just getting right in the middle of the weeds and vertical jigging. That hasn't been working too bad. But yeah, it's been tough to come out of Goose with a limit of walleye lately. But we did add a little bit of gravel to that new ramp, so some of that smaller gravel should settle a little better and even that ramp out as we head towards the end of the fall here.
Any chance to get around Lake Ponset at all?
Yeah, Lake Ponset, not near as many fishermen this week as what we've seen over the course of the summer, but I think the fishing was still just about as good. What we used to see was people catching 30 fish and maybe being able to keep two or three. Now we're seeing boats catching 5 to 10 fish a day and keeping about half that. So that size structure is getting bigger in there. The fish are growing, and I think more fish are over the 15-inch mark than we've seen all summer.
Indian Springs, has that been popular?
Yeah, Indian Springs has been really busy. Fishing's been good over there. Seems like casting the weed lines really early in the morning is kind of the ticket, but Indian Springs has had a lot of boats on it. Another lake that had a lot of boats on it in Clark County this weekend was Reed. The parking lot was full there both Saturday and Sunday, and people are catching some walleye there as well.
Well, as far as the Hunt Safe class, I think that starts today. Is there another one in Watertown or this area coming up in a while?
That will be the last one for Watertown. There is some coming up in the area. Lake Ponset has one coming up in a couple weeks, and there's plenty of seats available for that one. And I think there might be one less in Webster, but nonetheless, you can go to the Game, Fish, and Parks website, click on the Outdoor Learning tab, and scroll down to Hunt Safe, and it'll give you a comprehensive list of all the Hunt Safe classes in the whole Northeast region. So if you're willing to travel a little bit, you can still get those youngsters signed up for Hunt Safe before we get into hunting season.
Bryce McVicker, CEO and boating coordinator out of the Game, Fish, and Parks in Watertown, thank you. Now we head out to the Whitlock Bay Supper Club west of Gettysburg on Lake Oahe. Chuck Krause, pro guide and fishing. Much fishing pressure in the heat?
Not much fishing pressure. Not a lot of people going out. The ones that are going out are scratching a few fish, not putting, any numbers together at all. The National Walleye Trail tournament was up at Mulbridge yesterday, first day, and not too much to my surprise, there was about 20 boats that went underneath the bridge all the way from Mulbridge going south. Did see a couple boats down in the Sutton Bay area fishing, and, kind of mixed reports. Top 20 teams, they're pretty decent weight for five fish. I mean, they're running, a two-pound average on their fish. I think 22nd place is still right at around 10 pounds. And that's with just five fish, so two overs and three unders. So kind of mixed results. We're taking a few, big smallmouth, four-plus pounders, catching some catfish, catching some northerns. And the quality of the walleye has been really, really good. We had one over yesterday and then two that 19, 18-inch range. Only fished about 3 hours. So they're, you know, you can get some fish, but it just ain't like it is in June where you can go out on one spot and pull your minnow.
Are you basically targeting the walleyes in deep water?
We are off, way off from the break lines, whether it's on a flat or a point or an island. Our fish weren't too bad yesterday, 32 to 38 foot yesterday, but I know a lot of guys are out in that 40 to 60 foot range.
Wow. Well, Chuck Krause, Whitlock Bay Supper Club, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.